life is a journey. What's your story? You know, Small Business Week starts on the 28th, and I have here in studio a friend of Radio St. Pete on the board of directors, Rich Odotto from Odotto Marketing, really one of the most impressive agencies in town, with offices in Pittsburgh and Sarasota. Welcome today.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your integrated marketing model of your agency. I love the mission statement, outsmart, not outspend.
Well, that is something that we started 20 years ago, and we knew that we would be working with a lot of challenger brands starting up, and so it was a philosophy that seemed to make sense, and it also has resonated with large brands that are, you know, household names: PNC Bank, Nova Chemicals, Carnegie Mellon. We've worked with some very large brands too, and it turns out they appreciate that philosophy as well.
So, this being Small Business Week, marketing is an essential part. Having a marketing strategy, having a marketing campaign. What is your advice and tips to small businesses? Let's start with those both starting up and those who are, you know, in order to run a successful small business.
Well, I think that one of the biggest mistakes that people make is not actually budgeting for marketing. They think of it as kind of a soft cost. You know, you open up a pizza shop and you you know you need to buy an oven and you need to have some ingredients and things like that. And then by the time you get to the part about marketing, you know, maybe you've run out of money or you're looking at it as a soft cost and you say, well, you know, we'll just count on word of mouth to carry us. So I think that failing to budget for marketing is a big mistake that a lot of small businesses make. And then otherwise, just, you know, some of the most important things that they need to do are to kind of think in terms of how they differentiate themselves from their competitors. And we use a five-step model to build a plan of any size. We start with how do you differentiate yourself from your competitors, get that messaging right, and every dollar you spend will work harder for you if you get that part right. Get your infrastructure together. What are the things that you need to have from the marketing world to be in business? That could be your brochures and business cards or your website or your trade show booth. It could be your CRM and prospect database, a lot of those things in your tech stack that need to be in there. The third part is all of your influencer outreach, all the people that can help potentially drive large sources of business your way. That could be social media influencers. It could be the news media. It could be distributors or brokers. It could be referral sources. So there's a lot of that you don't want to skip over. The next part is your content. What content are you in a position to create that can educate and inform and enlighten your audiences? And then finally, the paid, and that is the part that helps you win in SEO and social media, of course. And then the final part is the paid outreach on top of all that. So we start building it. We have kind of a visualization of that. It's like a pyramid, but we start with branding and messaging, infrastructure, channel outreach, inbound and outbound.
So you talk a lot about persona. I was very fascinated. First of all, there's some terrific blogs on odottomarketing.com, worth signing up for the newsletter. One of the things you talk about in particular with healthcare, but it really transcends over to small businesses, is the persona. What is your digital footprint? What is your persona? And does your persona resonate and engage with your customer? Can you talk a little bit about the importance of that?
Well, we do, and we look at that from two ways. One, we're looking at the persona of the business itself, which is, you know, we use kind of four dimensions to differentiate the brand. Who is our customer? What category do they place us in? What's the difference between us and the others in the category? And what's the personality of the brand? All things being equal, you know, a lot of times personality may be the only thing that connects. Then we also look at our audience personas. So if we look at our audience, you know, a lot of times there are a handful of customer archetypes that we're working with. And so understanding them and trying to understand them and think of them as real kind of three-dimensional people that we're talking to, as opposed to just kind of like a demographic group and some kind of abstract thing. Try to get as close to understanding them as humans as we can, and really craft messaging that can resonate with them.
So there are a number of elements that you and I were talking about, the importance of really having a game plan for graphic design, for copywriting, for content development, for publicity, video production, media planning, social media market research, website, and social. But it's the organic brand definition, even for a small business, that's essential. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, again, everything begins with that strategy of how are we going to differentiate this brand. There are very few businesses that are really, 100% unique. There are competitors in the marketplace, and you have to really think about how you're going to differentiate your experience. What is the unique thing that you offer that that your audience really needs that your competitors can't match? And if you understand that, you get that right, then okay, so now you have clarity on that. So now what are you going to do with that clarity? You're going to deliver that message consistently across all the different things that you do. So that's what you're going to see on the website. It's going to be an underlying theme in your social, in your blog, all those things.
Give me an example. First of all, you're a 13-time American Marketing Association Marketer of the Year winner, Addies, et cetera, et cetera. You're involved with the Future of Work Council, the St. Petersburg Area Chamber, and also with the AMA membership. Give me an example. You obviously are the man in the know. Examples of brands and marketing that work that small businesses could look to get some inspiration.
Well, that's a good question. I think that, you know, we see evidence of brands all around us, and there are things we can learn from, and things that that we can't. And I see this a lot of times with clients that want to kind of follow the lead of a giant brand
like Target or something,
right? Or like Nike, for example, and they say, "Oh, you know, I'm going to drop the words from my logo and just use my symbol." And I have to tell them, you know, you don't have that kind of money. That's not the business that you're in. So there are as many lessons to learn, not what not to do, as there are what to do. But I think that organizations that are I'm kind of drawing a blank on what a good specific one would be, but organizations that are really connecting with their audiences, that really understand their audiences, that produce content that resonates with the audience, that kind of keeps bringing them back into the brand. One of the best content marketing examples that I've ever heard of, people talk about content marketing, SEO, social media, blah, 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 as though it's a fairly new thing. But about 100 years ago, John Deere decided that a good way to sell tractors was to help people learn to be a better farmer. And so instead of just putting out catalogs full of all the stuff you could buy, they started putting out information that helped their buyers, be better farmers and be more prosperous. And, here we are 100 years later, and it's one of the most beloved brands in America, and still commands, premium price and brand loyalty every day.
Stanley Marcus said for Neiman Marcus that if it's not a good purchase for the customer, it's not a good sale for their company. So moving on, the American Marketing Association membership benefits both small businesses and entrepreneurs. Can you speak a little bit about the importance of both belonging to groups where you can hone your skills as well as what the AMA can do for you?
Sure, yeah. I think that professional development organizations are very important for whatever your specific role is and whatever you're trying to achieve. We've been very active in the American Marketing Association, both in Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh. I've been on and off the board for many years in lots of different roles. I am currently sitting as the Vice President of Marketing or Vice President of Memberships, so we are helping to promote you know, a membership in the organization. And for our organization in particular, we get some pretty extensive benefits from the National American Marketing Association in terms of training and certification and things like that that you can learn. But also, locally, we are doing a lot of events. And in those events, there is networking for job growth, networking for sales, and collaborating with peers, and you know, lots of other things that are you know, that are super valuable. So we try to bring in timely topics. I think our next conversation is going to be an AI roundtable. So timely topics that can help you do your job better, and good networking opportunities, good recognition opportunities. We'll be bringing back the American Marketing Association Marketer of the Year competition, which is really an important results-based recognition that's really valuable for your career.
So you've just segued into my favorite topic. You and I were talking about AI and marketing. How are you using AI for your clients these days?
Well, a lot of it is kind of happening in two ways. One is that you go out and you get some AI tools and you use them proactively in whatever way. And a lot of this stuff is happening at the ground level in businesses. It's people in the front lines that are figuring out how to use the technology, and that's bubbling up, which is really unusual. Typically, the company figures out a new technology and then they roll it out, right? This is bubbling up within companies. But companies are figuring out, getting tools and figuring out how to use them, you know, in kind of organic ways. But also, if you don't go proactively to AI, AI is coming to you. And it's already starting to show up in pretty much every single tool that you use. And it's happening so fast. I mean, you know, 6 months from now, so much will be different from how it is now. It's changing faster than anything we've ever seen, you know, I think. And so we're seeing even like the next evolutions of the Adobe suite with Premiere Pro for video editing, for example, will have a lot of AI integration, you know, already in there. There's things that you can do with, you know, purpose-built AI tools already in video, but those tools are coming. So, you know, either you go to it or it comes to you. But I think it's a good idea to get your hands dirty with it. In my personal use, I tend to use AI a lot as a brainstorming companion. I don't think it's producing anything yet that I would put out the door as Odato Marketing work product. But I do use it as a brainstorming companion. I bounce things back and forth a lot. And I do find it valuable in that regard.
It's wonderful, and it's a conversation we'll have again. I want to just say that one of the things that I love about you is not only are you the best in the business, but you're also Cassie Jean in the Fireflies, your wife, Cassie Jean, and you play guitar, and I understand that you're going to be performing at the Florida Sand Music Ranch in Brooksville, June 14th through the 16th. Tell me a little bit about the band and how this is your other ego.
Well, it's really a passion project. It started as a COVID project, a lockdown project. Cassie and I started writing and recording some music at home, and it just got away from us. It took on a life of its own, and so we brought in an experienced producer, Bud Snyder, who had worked with the Allman Brothers for 30 years, won a couple Grammys with them, and he took us under wing and helped us get from being, you know, a couple of people recording at home to actually producing a very high quality album. And so we've put that album out. We're out actively playing shows. We got some songs on the radio. We've made some radio charts, reached I think 125 on the AMA Americana radio chart, so that was kind of a big win for us. And and we've got a whole bunch of other stuff. Some of it is in various states of being recorded, but we're currently, right now, we have about 3 hours of original music that we can deliver, and we do deliver in a live show, and it's very catchy stuff. People engage with it and they stay the whole time, which is the greatest rush to us, is that we're out there, you know, if we can go out and play 3 hours of original music and keep the audience engaged, we are so happy.
Can you share with us any of your May upcoming dates? Or do you want to just share the website? And, of course, just be sure to follow Cassie Jean and the Fireflies on Facebook and also online.
Yep. So the music is available wherever you get your music, and you hear it from time to time here on Radio St. Pete. And but you know, wherever you like to get your music from, it's available. And wherever you get your social media from, we're on there too. So we're out there, and we're also on, of course, Bands in Town and Go Tonight and those things, and on the website, so you can always see what's going on.
And in Let's Go Guide on RadioSt.Pete.com on the homepage, we will make sure to keep you posted on Cassie Jean and the Fireflies. I want to thank Rich Odotto, President and Chief Creative Officer for Odotto Marketing. Just out of curiosity, did you have a small business that you ever wanted to start that has nothing to do with what you're doing now?
That's a great question. I think if I did anything other than this, I would probably be importing exotic Italian food products.
Oh, I'm in.
Really awesome cheeses and olive oils. I am a foodie and a cook, and if I was doing anything else, it would probably be something to do with food.
Toasting you with an Aperol spritz. Thank you, Rich, for being here on RadioSt.Pete.com today. Small Business Week. Thank you.
Cheers. My pleasure.